Bible says in verse 22, confirming the soul. So this is Paul going back to all the churches, and he's confirming the churches are established in the faith and all that. It says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. Why would they not continue in the faith? Because of much tribulation. Look what it says. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Does it say a little bit of tribulation? No, it says through much tribulation. Why is he encouraging them to continue in the faith? Because it's hard to go through much tribulation. And so he's exhorting to continue. He's saying, hey, I want to encourage you. Stay with it. Stay with the faith. Yeah, you're going to get persecuted sometimes. Sometimes a bunch of homos are going to line up and they're going to wear glitter and, you know, have My Little Ponies or something. You know, they're going to yell things at you and stuff like that. Does that really hurt you, though? No. You know what that is? It's a crown of righteousness. That's what that is. John chapter 16, verse number 2. John chapter 16, verse number 2. We should be excited about it, actually. I'm excited. Nothing like a good persecution rally to get us fired up for the soul-winning marathon. Amen? Isn't it weird, all the stuff that's going on right now, right before we're about to go on this?
Yeah, good.
If I even told you some of the other stuff that's going on in the background, you wouldn't believe me. Anyway, John chapter 16, verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. There's going to be a time, and there's been times in the past, where people that kill Christians think that they're doing God a service. Hey, we're doing this for God. We're being zealous. Do you think that the people that believe in the one world religion, do you think they think that they're going to be doing something wrong to you? No, they think that they're going to be doing God a service because there's a God that they believe in that's not the God of the Bible. Skip down to verse 33. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. You shall have tribulation. Isn't that funny how the dispensationalists think and they want to tell you that you're just going to be, you know, you're going to get a little nice pillow and you're just going to, you know, get caught up into the air and so shall we ever be with the Lord. No persecution. How many verses have I just read to you that say there is going to be persecution? There is going to be persecution. Don't let anybody trick you into thinking that there's not going to be. You know why they hate us? Because we remind them of Christ. And they hate Christ, and so they will persecute us. They want to break their bands asunder. They don't want anything to do with God, and we remind them of God, and we don't want, they don't want to have anything to do with us. They want to just kill us. But it says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Christ has overcome the world for us, but he also had to suffer, didn't he? And so what's it saying? What is this talking about in Romans chapter 8? That if we're heirs, we're going to inherit with God, with Christ. We're going to be joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. That we may be also glorified together. One day we're going to be glorified together, and you know what? We're not going to be thinking about the times we're persecuted. We're going to be thinking about how great it is to be eternally saved in heaven.